What is the positive side of being a reindeer herder?
Well, there's a lot of positive sides of being a reindeer herder, but one thing is time and the absence of the time you see on the watch. Of course, there are things that, because we move when the reindeer move, then we are working. And the things that are actually deciding when we are going and then we are working is the changing of seasons, for one, and changing of pastures. Like going to the, when it's becoming winter, we are starting to migrate to the winterland. And despite if it's cold in Kautokeino, we can reach a minus 30, 40 Celsius. It's great to be outside and work with the reindeer. And you are not driven by that you have to be there 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. But you have to be there when it's getting darker or it's getting lighter. That's two main things. And at summertime, when it's starting to go to summer, we migrate then back to the summer pasture areas at the coast. And even though it's a hard migration and it's hard to working in at the mountains because we walk and stuff also and work with the fences, you have that freedom in there. You have the time to see the world, to see your own world, see the lakes, the reindeers, and you actually meet sometimes other people. So one thing is the lack of clock time. That's one big positive thing I will say about reindeer herding. So yeah.
Can you talk about modern technology that you use today or would like to use in the future to help with reindeer herding?
Yeah, we used to say that was the Sami reindeer herders that invented the skis and the first one to throw them away when the snowmobile came. And it's the same in today where we are used, when the machines started coming, we started to use motorbikes, all-terrain vehicles and snowmobiles. But now we use things like helicopter, and we are moving over to drones actually also. So we are using the drones to manage the herd and to control the herds, because one positive thing about drones is that you actually can film the reindeer. So you can identify if there were some reindeer you didn't see in a small flock or a small herd, you can identify them later by going through the film and see, okay, that's the one reindeer that I was missing or looking for because I didn't see it. And so that's how we are always adapting and trying to adapt to do it more easier for us, because in all the time we used skis and we walked, and it's taking a lot of time, you don't go as fast, and it's also heavy work. So we try to reduce the burden of work or load, hard work. So that's why we use technology and GPS collars on the reindeers to see where they are, so we can monitor them through computers or iPads or everything. These are things we actually use today, so we're not any so much old-fashioned people anymore. We are modern people, but still our work depends on the nature. We still the herding is pastoral, so it's the nature that decides, but with new technology involved.
Could you tell me then any negative things about being a reindeer herder and any problems that you will face in the future?
Yeah, there are negative things, and times are changing and they are changing fast. It's due to climate and due to development. So one big issue is that you always have to defend your living, because people are trying to development like mining in our areas, so they try to take away our pasture area, and they do it because they the big society like Norwegian state or Swedish state, they do it so that they can get money to their own state, and we are like then a burden for the state or the local societies that are not Samis. They see us as a burden, because then we are like saying, now we don't want that development. So then we always have to defend our opinions. That's one thing. And the other thing about losing grazing land is that we also lose the possibility to have a sustainable economics in the reindeer herd. We have that, But when we lose grazing land, you don't. You have to reduce the number of reindeers also, and then you have to reduce the number of herders, and it's a bad, bad thing. It's a bad spiral because, in the end, what's left then? Few reindeer herders in a small land. Well, that's not consistent with many states, or they have to acknowledge the indigenous people, and reindeer herders are indigenous people, and if there are so few left, well, the culture will not sustain. So they have to, we have to look at this also. Yeah.